Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
2016, Omaha saw the lowest number of homicides in more than a decade.
Really?
We're like the anti-Chicago.
Yes.
Well, you guys are breaking records in Chicago, aren't you?
I know. Isn't that just spectacular? 750
well, terrible.
Souls. No, I'm saying like spectacular, like I'm being sarcastic. It's awful. It's in a tragedy. The biggest change happened from 2015 to 2016. 50 homicides in 2015, just 29 last year. Right now, 86% of the city's murders have been solved.
So what? It went from 50 to 29?
Yes. Yeah, 50 to 29 and an 86%, you know, solve rate.
I'd love to see, to get the extrapolation of like over all time. You know what I mean? Like back to the 50s. How long do you have to go back until it was single digits?
Yeah, do they have it on record?
Because, I mean, I remember I grew up in Omaha. It would be any time there was a murder, it was a big deal.
It was huge.
It was like, someone got murdered, y'all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's really great news. I mean, congratulations to, you know, Chief Smotter and the police department. I mean, my gosh. I mean, this is the lowest number of murders in more than a decade. That's a lot of hard work.
I would still think that if somebody you knew was murdered in 2016, this is an awful stat that you're hearing. Like, people are like, hey, you guys, it was
high
only
five.
29. And you're like, well, that was my brother was one
right.
of
them.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
it's a morbid, weird
stat.
Yeah. But we're moving in the right direction. I mean, hopefully next year it'll be even lower. I mean, that's the hope, right?
Lowest in 13 years.
Good stuff. This week, the Salvation Army helping people escape the bitter cold and find a place to warm up. Several warming centers located throughout the Omaha metro area, with one location in Council Bluffs, four more in Omaha. Each location is open during the week from 8 until 5. So if you're looking for a place to warm up, or if you know somebody that needs a place to go, Salvation Army is a good place to direct them. And if you're looking for a new job in 2017, no need to leave Nebraska. The finance website NerdWallet has Lincoln in the top 10 for job seekers in 2017. Lincoln ranks number 8, while Omaha comes in at number 24. The ranking considers things like workforce growth and unemployment rates, and Nebraska is always pretty good when it comes to unemployment.
That NerdWallet has had a big old boner for Lincoln for a while. They always give them a sweet rating.
I think it's because it's Silicon Valley, right? I mean, I don't
Silicon
know.
Silicon Prairie.
Prairie, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Companies like Huddle and...
Yeah.
So new safety rules are in effect for Nebraska property and homeowners. Under a new state law, homes that are sold, renovated, or rented must have carbon monoxide detectors installed. So just a heads up to everyone. Supporters of the law say that it's going to help stop carbon monoxide poisoning in homes and save lives. The Carbon Monoxide Safety Act took effect on January 1st.
How do they enforce it? What would happen? Like, how do you get in trouble?
I think you can get ticketed. So, like, if you had an inspector come in, like, let's say for a rental property especially, there's probably more oversight there. As far as homeowners go, I would imagine that if you're going to sell, that's one of the things that you'll have to have installed. You know, if you're going to sell your property or buy a property, it's something that they're going to have.
Probably should have one regardless, right?
I mean, if you're just like a regular homeowner, I mean, unless somebody comes door to door and they're like, ding dong, they're not going to have like a roving, it's just more moving forward. I think especially for rental properties, you find that, you know, something where it's like, not so fast. Douglas County residents who license their vehicles by mail may end up paying more than initially thought. The county treasurer says that the $6.60 plate fee doesn't appear on renewal statements this month. The error is due to a computer entry that wasn't made correctly. They say that the office is working on a way to collect the plate fee from people who've already mailed in their payments. And today, Nebraska lawmakers return to Lincoln to start the 2017 legislative session. 90 days. Let's see what they can get done. More than a dozen new senators are going to be among the 49 members who are going to tackle a bunch of issues. The large budget deficit is the big thing that they're looking. There's a gap of $900 million. It's going to be addressed as Governor Pete Ricketts continues to push for tax relief. Reforms of the state's correctional system are also likely going to be an issue, as well as the department is looking to hire more staff. And that's not the only people going back to work. The 115th Congress opened for business. Yesterday was the big swearing in. Representative Paul Ryan was easily reelected to Speaker of the House. He was busy swearing in all the new congressmen. And then Joe Biden, the vice president, was busy swearing in all the new senators. And now the next big thing ahead is the inauguration.
That's the thing where Biden always gets creepy. Have you ever looked at all those clips of when Biden swears in? When he swears in the new senators, he gets super creepy with their wives.
Oh, he does, like hugging and all.
He does.
And
I think he means well. He's just a sweet.
He's nice.
Uncle, but yeah. You can find these YouTube clips of him like he's like hugging one of the freshman senators' like daughter, and you tell the mom's like, "What is happening? Get off my daughter!"
Okay,
he's just like. He's weird
he's,
uncle.
He's friendly. He likes
he's like
to hug
hugging her. This girl from behind. And he's like, your dad is a great guy. And you can tell this like 14-year-old girl is like,
oh my God.
I don't know who this weirdo is.
The hugger.
Well, the inauguration is coming up. So January 20th. And check this out. Hillary Clinton is planning to attend.
I saw there's a few of them, all right?
Yes. I mean, yeah. So the deal is all former presidents usually come.
Yeah,
so
why wouldn't
and you?
You
should.
The fact that this is a cell, it's supposed to be continuity of government.
Together.
Absolutely.
You're all going there going, inauguration's not supposed to have anything to do with politics.
You bet.
Absolutely. I mean, and so that's the thing, is that they're saying that, you know, these obviously rivals like Hillary Clinton, I mean, they're stepping up, they're putting stuff aside, and it's going to be business as usual.
Good.
And then you're going to see George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, and, you know, they were obviously pretty quiet. I mean, his brother, Jeb, ran against Trump. That was a pretty, you know, beat up.
Well, Bush could be, he could be some comic relief for the day, because I'm sure it's going to be tense. The media will be all over him.
Yeah.
Pointing out, though, oh my God, I can't believe Hillary's here. Even though if I was her, I'd be like, I was going to be here anyway.
Yeah.
My husband was a president.
When Bush got inaugurated, they were like egging his limo.
Oh gosh,
and
I remember.
That was the ugliest inauguration I've ever seen.
When they were driving
down. It was in the rain.
Yeah.
And the cameras are following the limo, and there's not like people even cheering. People are like throwing eggs at him.
That was a bad one.
That was sad. Well, what a sad moment in your life when you're driving for a moment that is like...
You're like,
I mean,
won.
This is it.
Ish.
For some people. And he's getting egged.
So he's going to be there. Laura Bush. You know, the only one... So Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, they'll both be on hand. But okay. I guess, you know, Bush Sr., he can't come. Health reasons. You know, he's been really frail as of late. And I think that that's just... That's a long day. It's a lot of stuff. So George Bush Sr. is not going to be on hand.
George just Jr.'s getting kind of goofy. Like the Bushes.
He's getting kind of old.
He was weird at that funeral down in Dallas.
Like yeah.
He gets along with Michelle Obama and he was all excited. Remember it was the funeral
like huggy,
for the
yeah.
cops that got shot in Dallas?
He was dancing. All happy.
And they tried to do a song, but it was like a church song.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like giggling and squeezing Michelle's hand.
And she's like, dude. Keep
dancing.
It on the rails.
He was dancing.
I don't know. He's the comic relief guy now.
Right.
I always think of him as like, where's my keys guy? Because he's always got that look on his face like, where's my keys?
I put him someplace. Laura must spend all of her time just, you know, constantly reminding him, like, you put him here, you put him there, you put him there. There is a new organ in which to embrace. It's a membrane. It's part of the digestive system. It's so crazy. Scientists have long known about this thing. It's called the mesentery, But it, they always thought that it was just a bunch of, you know, individual little membranes. And it turns out, no, no, it's all one big thing.
What,
so this opens up a whole new vein of science.
What designates a membrane from an organ?
I don't know. Yeah.
I guess it's the complex system. So since it's all connected, I think it becomes, it must offer something.
Like, I don't remember having to pull this thing out when I played the game Operation.
Right.
As a little kid.
This is new.
Operation. There's 78 organs in the human body.
I wanted now there's to buy 79.
It. Really was excited to buy Operation for...
For
my nephew at Christmas, but they wanted something else.
Yeah.
They don't want anything we want to get.
No, God.
Like, I'm texting, like, all right, Star Wars figures, and then you get text back. They don't want Star Wars figures.
No.
And I'm like, texting back, like, your kids are stupid.
All right, so I'm already getting to get them.
The mesentery is a band of tissue holding the intestines in place, is all it is.
Yeah, it connects the small and large intestines. And before, they just thought it was like, you know,
It's not exciting. It's not like they discovered a kidney under your elbow.
It's just a flap. I can't tell
what the hell it is. Yep. But did they get this from a butcher? Remember how, like, butchers always chop up cows and they figure out a new piece of meat?
Ooh, that's always exciting.
Remember, like, a couple years ago, they discovered a new cut?
Yeah, new cut of
cow,
steak.
The Vegas strip.
Oh, yes.
It was like a piece in the shoulder.
I guess it was surgery professors in Ireland. I don't know. I mean, I guess this is, until recently, most scientists thought that it was just a collection of separate membranes, but it turns out it's all one piece. And I guess a recent review by these surgery professors shows that one of the earliest descriptions was made by Leonardo da Vinci, who identified it as a single membrane. So he was ahead of the curve. Leonardo da Vinci knew.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy to think, like, way back then, he's like, no, it's all one. And everyone's like, no, it's not.
It's weird looking at the updated on its Wikipedia page.
Gray's Anatomy, you know, like the stand all, Gray's Anatomy, the world's most famous medical textbook, has been updated to include the new definition. And now medical students and researchers will have to investigate what role. I mean, like, it'll be a whole new vein of science. You know how, like, you have, like, pulmonologists? Yes. Like, this is going to be
on the test.
Imagine if you're like, it just got done with school. You're like, really? I got to learn about a whole new organ now?
I'm sure that's constant, right? The membrane.
A 6-year-old Dallas girl having a simple conversation with her little Amazon Alexa ended up costing her family quite a chunk of change. She was talking to the Alexa about cookies and a dollhouse, and the Amazon virtual assistant went ahead and mistook the conversation as an order and went ahead and placed that. And next thing you know, ding dong, $170 dollhouse and 64 ounces, 4 pounds of cookies.
I don't even know how that
four
works.
4 pounds of cookies.
Show up at the front door.
4 pounds. And $170 will get you quite a lot of dollhouse. They're going to have to fix that. I mean, a 6-year-old girl being six, like, I like cookies and I like a dollhouse. Ding, ding. I have added dollhouse to your shopping list.
Ding, dong.
I mean, I've got an Amazon Alexa and it always will go beep, beep. And it starts spinning because it hears something off the TV.
Yeah.
And then when they did this story, it was listening. Because anytime people talk about Alexa on the news, your Alexa will go, bing, bing. I mean, if people have the radio on in their house right now.
Yeah it's
Alexa,
going off.
It's going off every time we say,
wow.
Alexa, add dildos to my shopping list.
What?
That's on people's shopping list right now if it's in their room.
Wileen was sitting at the table.
Wow.
You know, before the break, and we were talking about Alexa, and we talked about adding stuff to the shopping list, and it was adding stuff to the shopping list at home, so... Yeah, add dildo to the shopping list, Alexa.
That would be one you'd almost want to whisper.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently, we're just saying that right out loud. 2017.
Well, you'd be
not
saying
afraid.
It out loud if that was something you would put on your list.
Yeah.
Because then she repeats it back to you. I have added toilet paper to your shopping list. And that's one of those moments where you're like, I got to turn that thing down. Because you had it turned up when you were jamming out to music.
Turn it up.
And you're like across the room, Alexa, add toilet paper.
And then she's screaming it back at you. I've added toilet paper. You're like, oh my gosh, all the neighbors are going to hear.
Alexa has a lot of room to grow.
Yes, it does.
It's not C-3PO yet.
Well, this little girl, I don't know. Do you let her keep the $170 dollhouse? She was so excited in the pictures that they posted. I mean, at that point, do you just say, well, I guess that's your birthday Christmas.
I assume Amazon seems very friendly. They're making so much money hand over fist that their return policy seems... I think you can return anything.
Oh, I'm not talking about the Amazon being willing to return it. I'm saying, does the family, like, you know...
Right, but I'm just saying, I think they have full recourse, probably any of us do, because you wonder the legalese of just people shouting something out, and then the next thing, you bought it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the level of transaction.
See, I've gotten to the point of just screwing around with it, and it always asks, do you want to buy it? But I've never said yes. So does it automatically go to my account?
Remember when we did telemarketing, how many steps that we had to get?
Yes.
And the person was on tape.
To get it.
To confirm and lock in a sale multiple times.
We weren't
able to just go, would you like to buy it now with one click? Click.
No, it's weird. You just buy.
I'm just saying, the legalese seems a little tenuous.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm saying, as a parent, do you say, I'm sorry, six-year-old little girl. I know you just found this dollhouse at the front door, but bye-bye.
I do. $170.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just that awkward moment of like, yeah, just because it came to the house doesn't mean it's yours. Bye. Yeah, $170 dollhouse and 4 pounds of cookies. Not a bad haul. For a six-year-old girl.
The Big Party Show.
All right, back to Echo. I have, I've noticed on Echo, because Jeff has had the Alexa, better yet. I have the Echo, the little thing.
But, I have the Echo, too.
Oh, that's right, because you gave your other one to your mom. I noticed on the thing now that you can finally pull up skills. Maybe I'm just learning on this thing, but I am kind of losing... interest, because it really is just something that you just talk to that talks back to you. It's just kind of, I mean, I've tried playing games with it. I do the grocery list stuff, all that other things like that. But it really doesn't add much more value.
Well, you got to learn how to, it's the learning curve. It's basically, you know, Alexa's like a library card that we don't use because we're lazy. All this stuff is just reflective of how lazy our lives are. That's what I said when I got a GoPro. I'm like, GoPros are great, but for most of us, it remind you of how boring you are because you don't go skydiving, do you?
Every day.
I mean, I bought my GoPro because we thought we were going to go skydiving with the Navy SEAL guys, the Blue Angels.
Right. Yeah,
and I'm like, well, I have to capture this. Obviously. I went to Best Buy, bought a GoPro, had the mounts, and then the plane was broke. And then the camera just stares at me as the months click away like, you're boring, you're boring, you're boring, you're boring. Nothing's filmed, nothing's worthy, nothing's worthy, nothing's worthy, nothing's worthy.
Until
I scuba dive or paintball. But I mean, you can do so much more. GoPros take amazing photos.
Yes, it does.
You can go shoot everything any day of the week and get amazing results. And I'm saying, you just got to use your Echo. Pry into it.
It takes some work to actually do all the skills because you have to enable all of them. But it's just like any other. It just, Molly, if you're not familiar with it too much, but it's just like an app. You know,
have you played Jeopardy yet?
Not Jeopardy, but they have tons of other things. They have this thing, Jeff, I wanted you to get into. I know this sounds so stupid, but it's called, you just ask Alexa to open up 20 questions. Have you done that? Is it the name she asks you? Is it an animal, a mineral, or that dude?
20 questions.
She nails it every time.
You can do the setup if you fall and you can't get up, you can set up a deal where it'll call the people on your contact list.
That's what I need to do.
Amazon, I fell down.
Yeah.
Stop it. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool if you use it the right way. My thing is, I sit there and it's right in front of me. Jeff's seen it, sits right on the kitchen table. And it goes off quite a bit on its own. You'll just see that the light go on, and I just kind of look at it, and I'm thinking, what are you listening to?
Because it thought it heard something, so it's... Yeah.
Is it a glorified... I mean, like, this point, is it like just a glorified audio shopping
audio
list
Google.
For you? I mean,
It's audio Google.
That's
what we were saying for the longest
What's
time.
What's the price point on it?
Like $35, yeah. maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
Okay, so they're like inexpensive. I mean, it's not like you went all in and now.
No, it's
I
not.
I mean,
$35,
you're like, whatever.
I got mad at Siri that, because I have an iPhone that it never, I'm sure it's very simple to add Siri add to my shopping list, but it never got there. So, about the only practical thing is in the moment, it is kind of nice.
It is.
We can turn and go, Alexa, add toilet paper, add celery, add peanut butter, add. So that is an efficient thing. You go to the grocery store.
Cool.
You know,
it's right there.
Men, we never remember to take lists. I would think wives would love this. And we go to the grocery store and you always come home and you didn't buy the one thing you went there for.
Yeah.
Yes. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't. And that is one of the cool things. And that's one of the things why we got it is because we're constantly making a list. And yeah, I mean, that list thing is bonus for me. Well, other things, I'm sure it'll get there. What's that?
I said, it sounds like it's been a very tech Christmas for the show. I mean, lots of tech.
Oh, I bought that way before. Yeah.
What else did we get?
That's it. I didn't really
I've delved much into the Apple TV pool.
Oh, you rich.
No, I got it as a gift.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. My brother-in-law.
He's an Apple freak too.
He's an Apple, yeah. Absolute Apple freak.
And I like it.
Like you said, it's still a work in progress. The kids, he got a game controller for it so the kids can play games on the television through
it. You like that?
But if you're an iPad person or an iPhone, even with your iPhone, it'll turn your flat screen into the interface for your iPhone. And then you can download the app for it. It turns your smartphone into the remote control.
Yep.
So you're watching movies on Netflix because you can use the Apple interface for Netflix.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
you're rewinding on your phone.
But the remote is really sleek. It's really cool. I mean, it's like maybe 1 inch by like 3, and it's you can talk to it. So you can say, you know, find whatever, like you can talk into it and it'll search, like just like Alexa or anything.
Or Amazon Fire. The original was Amazon Fire. Remember the Gary Busey ad?
Well, he's talking into his remote.
I mean, that's what they kind of stole with Apple TV.
Okay.
The only thing I'll tell you is Molly's mine worked great out of the box. Whole thing, Apple's supposed to be so easy that you just hit a couple things and it's working. And that's what's great about Apple. They're great until they don't work.
Oh, then you suck.
And there's just no instruction. There's no things to plug
in. What broke down for you?
It just doesn't, it won't, they don't talk to each other.
Huh.
So it's supposed to go to the geek store.
Yeah, the iCloud or whatever, the sync and do whatever.
The store.
Yeah.
And have the geeks work on it.
I just refuse to do that. That's the apathy and laziness of tech now. Is that you're like, it doesn't work, so it's broken.
My husband is totally intimidated / angry about technology. He likes what he likes, and he uses his iPad all the time, but like me, I'm the tech person in the house. Like, so me adding this to the television, he's like, oh man, I don't know how to do this.
It's really easy to use. I'm just saying, until it doesn't.
The big thing that was the setup, like setting up, you know, getting it linked with the cloud, getting it linked with all your account. I mean, that's just, I mean, the heavy lifting is getting everything. Once it's all connected, then it's like, all right. I mean, until, like you said, until something happens.
How do you like having a game thing
for
the kids? I know you were.
My son turned 7 over Christmas, and the only thing he wanted was Minecraft, and we got it for him.
Oh, boy. There you go.
And that has been a blessing and a curse.
You'll never see him again.
No. That's where it starts.
I mean, you'll never see his face. His head will be down.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we keep that on lockdown. I mean, it's like he gets it. You know, like we dole it out. Like he doesn't have just unfettered access to the iPad with it on there. I mean, so it's like, okay, if you want to play this, like, all right, clean up your room, do whatever. I mean, it's amazing how compliant he's been since.
When you hook him on drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
We hit his crack pipe, so he doesn't get to hit the pipe unless he's cleaned under his bed.
That's exactly the case.
When he's on
You'll
drugs.
Get the rock once I see the floor.
Oh yeah, it all starts somewhere.
They love Minecraft,
oh,
man.
They do.
Oh my gosh! Well, and he's figured out like the TNT. It's not in survival mode; it's just in creation mode.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, you have to raise animals, and it's just so funny. He's like, I had to kill all these pigs.
Yeah.
It's like it was so weird.
Oh, you wait.
I was like, if you want bacon, that's where it comes from, my friend.
All right, 402-938-9400. We'll take your calls. We'll jump in. That's how you do it. We also got an email, bigpartyshow@channel94.com.
This is the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 941. I mean, Molly, what's going on with Janet Jackson? Was it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Boy, okay.
She had a little boy born yesterday. She and her husband, Wissam Almana.
She's 50?
Yeah. Yes. She's 50. This is her first and only child. A son named Issa Almana.
Issa Almana.
Yeah, the dad's name is Wissam Almana. Okay. So I guess they're claiming that she had a stress-free, quote, stress-free, healthy delivery and is resting comfortably. He's a Qatari businessman.
So he doesn't make much money.
No. So it's hand to mouth for both the Jacksons and the Almanas.
What a heartbreaker. She could have married so much better.
Instead, she married a Qatari businessman.
What does he do? Just, you know,
just
whatever?
Just rich. Just hangs out being rich.
Oh, wow.
He invented Qatar Hero. It was fun.
Stop it.
You feel like you can play, though, but you don't.
I love that Qatar Hero.
We got so into Qatar Hero.
I love it. I used to go to his house all the time. Be rocking out to Qatar Hero. Oh.
It's funny that, so that's a dream scenario to be able to wait, right? I mean,
yeah,
to have a crazy, successful,
sure,
you know, career, which she'll still go back to and be fine, but yeah, to have her first kid at 50.
Yeah, 50. You know, People Magazine back in October, she debuted the baby bump. She didn't, you know, she waited to make the announcement. I'm sure part of it was probably just making sure that everything was okay and,
yeah,
you know, that she was all right and everything.
I hope they played a lot of Janet Jackson in the delivery room. I can imagine it's just very intense. Dun, 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 I mean, it's just cranked out.
Black cat. Meow,
the doctors
meow
are all kind of moving in formation.
Uh-huh. She's just like, let's do this. So congratulations, Janet Jackson. Coachella is going to be headlined by Beyonce, Radiohead, and Kendrick Lamar. That is going to be a must-see show. 18th annual Coachella Festival this spring. It's, you know, the who's who of the glitterati all go out to the desert in California. And it stretches across 2 3-day weekends, April 14th through the 16th, and then again April 21st through the 23rd. So I guess Beyonce is getting top billing during the Saturday shows. Radiohead's going to appear on Fridays, while Kendrick Lamar is going to appear on Sundays. So aside from the cameos during husband Jay-Z and sister Solange's respective sets in years past, this is Beyonce's first time playing the high-end desert festival.
Remember, this is the deal last year where they said Dr. Dre took an Uber to Coachella.
Oh, my gosh.
And his Uber driver showed up, and he's like, I'm looking for Dre.
Dr. Dre.
I mean, I had no idea. Who's Dre? And they said Dr. Dre was like, it's Dre. I'm Dr. Dre.
You're a doctor. Like,
whatever,
kind of doctor?
Dude. Your money spends the same as if you weren't.
So then they're like driving to the venue, and the driver's like, what are you in town for? Are you in town for that big concert?
He's like, you do realize I'm Dr. Dre, right?
You're like, what kind of doctor?
He's like, are you a proctologist? Do you know they just found a new human organ? The guy's just like, stop talking.
And I wonder if he just loved that.
But Lord is also going to be performing.
Is she really?
Yeah, which means new music possibly from her. You know, she's been working on an album. She hasn't had one since, what did she have? Heroin out. Pure Heroin was her debut album everybody loved. And
I
then
think it's good. She's been simmering, right?
Yes.
She's just been sort of basting.
Stewing.
And getting better.
Mm-hmm. Aging.
She's getting hot.
Yeah.
Curing.
Ooh, yeah.
No, because she's kind of awkward.
It's something about her, I don't know, is it a nerd thing or, I mean, a dork?
I'm saying she's coming out of the nerd. She's
coming out of the nerd chrysalis.
Coming swan. She's breaking out of the awkward chrysalis, out of the weird sweater and glasses.
And she's going to be a beautiful butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Speaking of beautiful butterflies, Megyn Kelly, that beautiful butterfly that we all watch on Fox News, is jumping ship. She's moving over to NBC News.
NBC. All right,
she's going to get a daytime talk show and a weekend news magazine and contribute to breaking news coverage. So I guess they're losing their second most watched host after Bill O'Reilly. So Fox is kind of probably figuring out how they can lock down all their other talent.
Well, Fox just came out in 2016. Fox was number one. ESPN was number two. The big shocker was HDTV moved ahead of CNN.
HDTV.
And the rankings of cable networks. So these were the most watched cable networks of 2016. Fox News, then ESPN, then HDTV.
I love
which does
HDTV.
A lot of the home improvement stuff.
Oh, it's
everybody
all that
watches
stuff.
That stuff.
And it's owned
yeah.
by our parent network, Scripps.
There you go.
Which is doing great. Yeah. Outperforming Walt Disney, 21st Century Fox, and Viacom. So it sounds like Megyn Kelly needed to go to CNN.
Yeah.
Take it. We'll take it. That is your news update, on our celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The only thing you can really enjoy on your ride to work.
The Big Party Show.
It gets me going. Start the music. On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.